Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another gospel broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we look into the word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, and we continue our study on dealing with our thoughts, our dealing with our mind. We've looked at several things thus far. We look, first of all, at the power of the mind, and we found that the Bible said, "For as a man thinketh, so is he. As you think, you will become." If we think negative, we become negative. If we think positive, we become positive. If we think godly, we become godly. If we think ungodly, then we become ungodly. So the power of the mind is very great in our lives. And then second, we looked at the position of the mind, and we discovered that we are a saved being living in an unsaved body, and the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and the battlefield between God and the devil, good and evil in our life, is in our mind. And then we looked at the purging of the mind, and we found in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 10, and verse number 4 through verse number 6, four things that are laid out for us in the Word of God in purging our mind. First of all, we saw in verse number 4, there must be the pulling down of the strongholds. And then we saw in verse number 5, there must be the casting down of the imaginations. And then again in verse number 5, there must be the bringing down of the thoughts into captivity. And then in verse number 6, we saw that in order to purge our mind, there must be the putting down of every thought of disobedience immediately as it arises in our lives. So we have studied thus far the power of the mind, the position of the mind, the purging of the mind. Today in Philippians chapter number 4, we are going to look at the peace of the mind. We must realize that peace of mind does not come because of our earthly possessions, position, prestige, or popularity, but real peace comes from God. It is the fruit of the Spirit, and we enjoy it as we have renewed our mind into the spiritual things of the Lord. Notice what the Bible said in verse number 4 of Philippians 4. The Word of God said, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice." Look at verse number 5. The Bible said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." Verse number 6 says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Here we discover the Bible speaks of peace, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts. That is security of salvation. But then it said, not only keep your hearts, but keep your hearts and mind. And that speaks of sanity of senses. God will give us peace in our mind as we follow these things that are taught for us here in the Word of God. I want you to notice at least four of them. First of all, in order to have peace of God ruling in our lives and peace in our mind, our position must be realized. Notice verse number 4. The Bible said, rejoice in the Lord. Notice the little preposition which denotes our position. That is, we are in the Lord. We're not close to God. We're not near to God. We're not next to God. But we who are saved are in the Lord Jesus Christ. The moment that you were saved by the grace of God, the Holy Ghost baptized you into the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is taught very plainly in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 13. So when you were saved, you were literally put in to the body of Christ by the person of the Holy Spirit. I am in him. He also is in me. And that is our relationship. The position that we have must be realized. Now, when I realize my position, I am in Christ, then I must also recognize that before the devil can touch me, he's got to get into Christ. He has got to come into him to find me and harm me. The Bible said over in the book of Colossians that we're dead and our life is hid with Christ in God. So the devil cannot touch us unless first he comes into Christ where we are to deal with our life. In order to experience peace of mind, that position must continually be realized. When things go wrong, when I'm in a battle, when the storms are raging, I am still in the Lord Jesus Christ. That position must be realized. And as long as that position is realized, then we have an anchor of the soul, and that gives us peace in our mind. But then I want you to notice a second thing. Not only must our position be realized, we're in the Lord, but in verse number 5, his presence must be recognized. The Bible said in verse number 5, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. What an expression from the Word of God. The Lord is at hand. I do not care where you are. If you're saved, he is right there with you. You may be in the deepest valley of your Christian life, but friend, he is there, and he'll be the lily of that valley if you will just recognize his presence. You may be in the darkest night of your Christian journey, but the Lord has not left you. No, he made the promise, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So regardless of situations and regardless of circumstances that may be happening in your life, your position must be realized. You're in Christ. And second, his presence must be recognized. He is at hand. He's not a God that's way off up yonder in heaven. He's not a God that's somewhere far away down at the church house building. No, he is right there with you. I have no way of knowing who listens to me today and who hears my voice as I preach this very moment. But I want to tell you, I do not care where you're at and what's going on in your life. The Lord is with you right there in that battle, in that burden, in that valley. God is there with you. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. So when I recognize that I am in Christ and that he is at hand, then my mind begins to find some peace. I can enjoy tranquility in my mind again. But then I want you to notice a third thing. To experience and enjoy continual peace in our mind, not only must our position be realized, his presence must be recognized, but our praying must be right. Notice verse number 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your request be made known unto God. Notice the Bible said, be careful for nothing. Now, God is not telling us that we're to be careless, but he's simply telling us that we're not to be full of care, anxiety, worry, and depression. Don't be over anxious about anything. You say, well, preacher, how can I keep from doing that? Notice what he said. He said, but in everything. Do notice he does not say for everything, be thankful. But he said in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. Now, he mentions three things here about our praying in these valleys and in these battles that we find ourselves in. Number one, we're to pray in everything. And then number two, it's to be by prayer and then supplication and then thanksgiving. You say, preacher, how can I be thankful when I'm going through what I'm going through with? Well, you remember that it may be out of your control, but it's not out of his control. You may not know what God's doing, but God knows what he is doing. And you may not understand what's going on in your life, but God understands what's going on in your life. So, my friend, our position must be realized, his presence must be recognized, and our praying must be right. Now, I don't have time to deal with this in detail, but let me mention it. In order for our praying to be right, there's got to be, number one, a consciousness of his presence. The Lord is at hand. Number two, there's got to be a commitment to his plan. In everything, regardless of what God wills to bring into your life. And by the way, he's too smart for the devil to pull one on him. And he loves you too much to let the devil do anything that's going to destroy you. And there are no accidents with God and his people. So whatever is happening in your life right now, if you're right with God, God is permitting that to take place in your life for a purpose. And God will bring glory to himself and good to you in his service out of the situation that you're facing today. So instead of fretting and fussing about it, submit to God's plan. Realize he's working something in your life. You may not understand it, but he does. There's got to be a consciousness of his presence. There's got to be a commitment to his plan. And then there's got to be a communing with him in prayer. The Bible said in the last part of verse number 6, in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Friend, you can come with God and do more than just say a formal prayer. You can commune with God in prayer. And as you do that, my friend, God will give you a peace. He may not change the situations. He may change you. But he'll give you a peace that passeth all understanding. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast. Adonai.